Actually, before I get started, I'll do a quick little shout out. I've got a list here of names. We've got Mia, Wendy, Caitlin, Olivia, Chloe, Isabel, Judah, and Bella. And they've spent the last couple of days walking around with our beach cart, kitchen tongs, cleaning up all bits of rubbish around camp. And in the hall, they've made a little game out of it. So I think it was good to see. We might have to try the same method for a certain bedroom in our house and maybe hire the same team. And we've also thoroughly... it was good to see them sort of like walk up. They were busy, they're doing their thing. Until after they obviously came back, and then we had to thoroughly clean and sanitise all the kitchen tongs that they've borrowed to pick up the said rubbish. But they were happy and they're having fun. So keep up the good work, girls. It's good to see. All right, let's turn to a psalm, please. We'll go there. Psalms 92, if you can. Okay, just talk about trees. In particular, the date palm. I haven't had a huge amount of experience with the date palm. Obviously, a lot of the stuff I've looked up in the Bible or Google. My experience with date palms is that if you've ever had one or trimmed one, you know that they have very large spines or spikes that, as I found out, they quite easily go through two pairs of gardening gloves and can stab you in the hand and any sort of exposed skin. And also, if you make the mistake like I did of planting one in your front yard directly below power lines, is that sooner or later you're going to have to move it because they grow, apparently. And it takes a fair bit of effort to dig it out again. It seemed like a really good idea at the time, but it turns out it grew a lot bigger than what I thought it did. And as I was digging this thing out, I realised that the root system isn't very deep, but it's quite large and sort of solid. Like, this thing wasn't very high, but it wasn't moving to the point where we actually had to get sort of a strap and basically winch this thing out of the ground to move, which sort of, when I read the scriptures, it sort of explains a lot. In Psalm 92 and let's start in verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. And they shall bring forth fruit in old age, and they will be fat and flourishing. To show the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I'm just quoting here from the Amplified as well. The righteous shall flourish like the date palm, long-lived, upright and useful. They'll grow like the cedar of Lebanon, majestic and stable. If you've ever seen a picture or have had the been able to actually see one face to face, it's on the flag of the Lebanese flag, and they're renowned for, there's not many of them left now, but they're renowned for growing quite big and large and use that sort of thing. And Google tells me that the date palm has been found to be around about sort of for about 7,000 BC or thereabouts. And when it talks about being useful, there's fruit, there's wine, there's bread. Never tried it, but apparently you can. And obviously the wood as well. And there's also another fact where I found that they had a seed that they found in a tomb back over in the Israel, Egypt area, that had been about 2,000 years old, and scientists actually planted it and it grew. So it's quite sort of, the fact that they actually did that. I struggled to grow things from the trip to Bunnings to home, but this thing sort of managed just to keep on going after 2,000 years, basically in a tomb. And that also, it talks about here, or growing in grace, they will thrive and bear fruit and prosper in old age. They will flourish and be vital and fresh, or rich and in trust, love and contentment as well that it's talking about here. So there's a lot of obviously things to pull apart here, but it's also talking about being fruitful and prosper in old age. And if you look at a tree in general, a good tree that's got the good foundation and it's been nurtured in the right place and all those sorts of things, that it continues to bear fruit. It doesn't sort of get to a point unless it gets sick and it obviously dies. It will continue to bear whatever fruit that it's supposed to bear. And it's something that obviously when the, you know, talking about us and being established and right in the Lord, it's something that we can continue to flourish regardless of our age. And as we continue to grow on in the Lord, that we will continue to be vital and bear fruit. And also having that trust, love and contentment in the Lord as we grow and we become established and nurtured in the Lord. Let's have a look at, where can we go? Let's go to Ephesians in chapter 4, please. And while you're turning there, in 2 Corinthians it talks about looking into a glass or an unveiled face in the mirror and the glory of the Lord and progressively being transformed into his image. Again, quoting from the Amplified, it says, into the glory of the Lord, even more so, and which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So again, sort of referring to that tree, who obviously starts off as a seed and sort of like coming up. And as we grow in a place like this, it's great to see where we can just, obviously, we can grow in the Lord, not only through meetings, but just by having fellowship one with another. You know, it's, I did not have the privilege of growing up in the Lord, but obviously my wife did. And she has some very fond memories and some great testimonies of just her time in this very place. And, you know, I can see that now with my children and other kids and other families and that sort of thing. It's just a time where we can also relax and rejuvenate, you know, whether it's in the meetings, down at the beach, or just hanging out at the caravans and having coffee and just spending time with each other. And we all hear those testimonies and how great this place is. And it's a very special time for our walk in the Lord where we can do those sorts of things. And it's very unique here. You know, you see the kids just doing their thing and they're just going off and they're coming back and they're sort of creating their own stories that they will have for themselves one day. And even speaking to other people who we had our next door neighbour who used to come along for a while and had a family and those sorts of things, and chatting to them and to a few others in similar sort of situation, and they always actually have a fond memory of camp. And they always have that sort of, oh, I remember sort of going there when I was a kid and I went down that place and that was fantastic. And even my brother, he was able to come down to a camp for a couple of times and he remembers it. You know, he doesn't want to talk about anything else and I can't sort of, yeah, bring up anything else, but I can talk about camp. Yeah, and yeah, it's a special place. All right, Ephesians 4 and let's start in verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And this is a scripture I wanted to get to here, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, with cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may we grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. From the Amplified, it talks about that we are no longer children or spiritually immature, tossed to and fro like ships in a stormy sea and carried about with every wind or shifting doctrine by the cunning and trickery of unscrupulous men, by the deceitful scheming of people ready to do anything for personal profit. Now that covers a whole variety of things, and I'm sure most of us here have come against those sorts of things in all the various forms that it comes in. And if we were talking about a tree in particular, you know, once it's established, and as I found out the hard way with my little palm tree, that grew into a medium-sized palm tree, and even then that was still hard work to sort of get out of it. So you can imagine sort of like the full palm trees that you see in all the pictures and all that sort of thing, or any tree for particular. If you've ever come up against a tree, I know I've hit a few trees on my bike, and you always come off second best, regardless of how big the tree is. Once that thing is established, it's not budging, you know. And the Lord's sort of referring to this sort of thing where, you know, we are established in the Lord, perfecting of the saints, working in the ministry, and it's talking about the apostles and the evangelists and all those sorts of things. But also, obviously, just for ourselves through, we have, and we can refer to, it talks about living water and having, obviously, the Word of God and all those sorts of things. And if you refer back that back to sort of like gardening, you've got the right sort of conditions and everything for everything to grow. And once that sort of, once all those pieces are sort of the puzzle are together, and we use it correctly and how we should, then we get to establish ourselves in the Lord for our spiritual walk in the Lord. And so when those sorts of things happen, when unscrupulous men and stormy seas and all those sorts of things come up against us, then we are rock solid, you know, and we can basically have that testimony, because life happens. It happens. It's not nice when it does, and sometimes it's of our own doing, sometimes it's not, but it's going to happen regardless. And when it does, when we are established in the things of the Lord, we can turn to the Lord and he can pull us through. Let's go to Philippians, please. Let's go to Philippians in chapter 1. So the Lord has given us everything that we need, and we just need to make sure that we use it. He's given us the right conditions to grow, to nurture, to be established, all those things that I've mentioned. And we obviously see the benefits of it. We see the fruits. We can prosper, like it talked about in Psalms 92 there, about having that in our old age, we can bear fruit and still be vital and still flourish. And people see that. We've heard testimonies before of, I remember Athena's testimony in particular, where she started a new job and she saw another lady in her office, and she said, there's something about that person. I'm not sure what it was and what it is, but I need to talk to her. And Athena, being Athena, marched straight up to her and said, you've got something and I want it. And then that led to her being witnessed to and coming to the Lord. So the Lord, obviously, when we are established and we are looking to the Lord, and the Lord will use that to his advantage to further his gospel and also our testimony as well. Philippians 1, let's go to verse 6. This is the Apostle Paul here, and he's talking about, obviously, the Philippians here. Actually, we'll start in verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Whether we heard in our testimony today from a brother was 57 years, or, you know, there was a baptism. Did I hear a baptism? I heard the chorus. There was a baptism, you know, whether it's one day, you know, having that testimony that the Lord has started that very thing, regardless of how long we've been around, and we can grow, we can be nurtured in the Lord, whether it's here, at home, wherever it is. He's given us the tools regardless of where we are. And we can bear the fruit and the benefits of it. Amen.